Outside was lovely, brightly starlit. Even the view of the city seemed pristine. I stepped to the bottom of the ramp and sat down to enjoy it. Somebody giggled.
What else would you expect?
More giggles.
Maybe he's going for some kind of record.
Single giggle.
Well, he's got my vote for stupid.
More giggles still. I stood up and followed the sounds. Not really defensive, but perhaps a little. On the project side of the main bridge stood three security, the gigglers, in a tight little circle. My approaching tread broke the pattern in a hurry. They gasped together, whipped around together, reached for blazers together. A single voice, however, did the hailing.
Identify,
she ordered in a strong contralto. I answered her, ignoring the momentary feeling of daring, with,
Crow.
They relaxed, peering at me through the darkness. A couple of hooded heads nodded.
Good morning, Mr. Crow,
responded the contralto respectfully. I smiled at my own relief. It still worked.
Good morning yourself.
What's so funny? Two of them exchanged a nervous glance, but the boss, the contralto, remained cool enough.
Nothing much, Mr. Crow. Nothing you'd find interesting.
Then why did I ask you?
Beg pardon, sir?
Why did I ask if I wasn't already interested?
Huh? Well, sir, I guess...
Don't guess.
Yes, sir. It was... Well, it was that Lewis guy.
That Lewis guy? You mean the Lewis who owns this planet? That Lewis guy?
Yes, sir. Mr. Lewis.
What about Mr. Lewis?
Well, it's just that...
A sudden burst of staccato explosions had me already dropping to my feet before my conscious mind had recognized the long unheard sound of automatic rifle fire. I looked around to see the three security still standing, bent over somewhat, startled even, but still standing.
Nothing to worry about, Mr. Crow. Those came from the city, said the contralto,
pointing a gloved hand across the river. I stood up slowly, my gaze following her lead.
The city? They have guns there?
Yes, sir.
I thought all weapons were forbidden them.
That's the law, yes, sir. One of the only ones Mr. Lewis has. But somebody isn't listening. We've been hearing gunfire almost every night for the past couple of weeks.
What about blazers?
Oh, no. No beams, just bullets.
Another burst followed the first. Random shots sounded next, continuing intermittently for several seconds. Gradually, it faded away to only a shot or two every minute or so. I thought about Weiss and Eyes and their little bands of merry men running through that muddy maze playing shoot-em-up. Maybe missing the past couple of rendezvous had been a pretty good move after all. We stood there for a while, as we were, ears keenly attuned, staring out into that dim distant glow, listening to unseen strangers fighting unknown, unexplained battles. Once we saw a muzzle flash. Another time I heard a sound that could have been a cry of pain. It could also have been the wind, or the river, or an animal. Or a cry of pain.